me. Appreciate that. Psalm 42, verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? We've been going through this series on discouragement's recovery. And that explains the reality of discouragement. Here's a man after God's own heart, writer of 73 Psalms under the inspiration of the Spirit, and he experienced discouragement. Many of the great saints of God have, you have, I have. Discouragement's a reality. But we don't have to remain in that. There is definitely a remedy for discouragement. And he says, and it's so simple. He says, hope thou in God. And we spent several weeks looking at what it means to have our hope in God. To think deeply and meditate upon who He is, what He's done, all the deliverances that He has brought about, and why He is worthy of our trust in the darkest chapters of providence in our lives. Yes, we have valleys, fires, furnaces, troubles, but God is our constant. He is immutable and infinite and all-powerful and loving and gracious and caring. Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. He is explaining to us that He found the remedy in God. His hope is in Him. His strength is in Him. And because of that, He was able to overcome the discouragement and to offer praise. It changed His outlook and it changed His entire way of going about things. Even His countenance was changed. Then he says in verse 11, very similar, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. God is our health, the health of our countenance. He's our sustainer, our provider. He's the one that's given us the bread of life that we can feast on each and every day. He's given us the ability to come to Him at any moment, at any time of need, to the throne of grace. Our Lord Jesus Christ is our great High Priest, whoever lives to make intercession for us. God is the health of our countenance. And if we're trusting Him and believing in Him and relying on Him, then it ought to be reflected in the way we live, the way we look at things. He's the health of our countenance. He'll change our attitudes. He'll help us through the most difficult times of life because He's our health. He's our strength. He's our source of encouragement and empowerment. And I've found that no matter what source of discouragement has ever come my way, I know that there is comfort to be had in God. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4 says, He is the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. In all of our trials, tribulations, valleys, difficulties, we don't have to face them alone. Disappointments. Are you sick? Our text said, God is the health of our countenance. Are you weak? He is our strength. Are you dying? He's our life. Are you persecuted? He's our refuge, our fortress, and our high tower. Are you in troubles and trials? He is our mighty deliverer. He's the one that empowered David to overcome and defeat Goliath. He's the one that gave the faith to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to go into the fiery furnace. He's the one that strengthened Daniel in the lion's den, that rescued Peter. God is with us in our troubles. He's a mighty deliverer. Are you poor? God's our portion. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and we are joint heirs with Christ and heirs of God. He has all the wealth you'll ever need. We have all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is who our God is, who is the health of our countenance. Are your burdens too heavy? You feel like they're weighing you down and overwhelming you? We have a remedy for it from the Word of God. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. I want you to know tonight, dear child of God, that Jesus has strong shoulders. He can carry you and sustain you in your darkest of trials. Isaiah 40 talks about Jesus gathering the lambs in His arms. He's able. The Bible says in Psalm 56 and verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. So again, the remedy is, hope thou in God. And then another thing that really encourages me when I'm low. You know, I don't get discouraged a whole lot. I do at times. There's no question about it. But I try to keep the main thing. And not allow the little things, the little cares of life to get me discouraged and sidetracked and distracted. I want to keep my focus. And even when it's really hard, I just pray, Lord, help me to get through this day. Help me to get through this situation. Give me the strength that I need this hour. And that's really the answer to our problems. That's what it means to hope thou in God. But when I do get discouraged, and I encourage you to do this as well, think deeply, meditate upon what great things God has done in your life. You see, every one of us are God's treasures. We're His peculiar people. He's chosen us. He's loved us so much that He sent His Son, His only begotten Son, the fairest jewel of heaven, to die in our stead, to offer Himself, to pay our sin debt in full, and restore us to God, reconcile us to God. That's how much God cares for us. We deserve the lake of fire for the multitude of our transgressions and our rebellion against the holy God. Think about the way we once were. Now, it really is, I didn't go to church much. When I did, I went to a Church of Christ. be honest, they don't preach nothing. I don't remember ever hearing the gospel there as a little kid. But I walked in darkness. I was in ignorance. I was in the degradation of sin. I had no desire for the things of God. I was living for self. I had no concern for the souls of men and women. And really, that's true of all of us. Now, you may have had more opportunities. And thank God for that. Thank God if you were raised where the Bible was read daily, where prayers were offered, where you went to church every time the doors were open. Thank God for that. But none of that will save you. There's a whole lot of church people in our world that are walking in darkness because they've never trusted Jesus. They've never submitted to the truth of the Word of God. It's one thing to be religious. It's an entirely different thing to be saved by the sovereign grace of God and to be changed forever. All of us were trapped in sin or in the snare of self-righteousness. Whether you want to admit it or not, we were the willing captives of Satan. Jesus said of unbelievers, specifically the religious Pharisees, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the works of your father you'll do." He was a murderer from the beginning and a liar. He's calling the highest religious sect of his day. He called them out because they weren't converted. Now you think about what we were. Now for some, it's like in my case, it was a dramatic turn. I believe everybody who's ever been saved is saved miraculously. That it's the same power, the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit that saves somebody that's really wicked, and even somebody that goes to church. The same power is exercised by the power of the Spirit, and the gifts of repentance and faith are given to all equally. But the differences are in the way that we were. I mean, it's hard for people to fathom that even wicked sinners like I was, terrible. I was self-righteous. Now think about it. That's how depraved man is. He's engaging in wickedness. You see it in politicians. Oh, they'll mouth things about Christianity, but they have no change of heart. Most folks are self-righteous. But God changed all that in the person of Jesus Christ. That encourages me to no end. That He called me out of darkness into His marvelous light. He changed me miraculously for time and eternity. Though our sins were like a black mountain that ascended high into the heavens, the blood of Jesus Christ put them all away, and now we're forgiven. We're accepted in the Beloved. We are complete in Him. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And you're justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. We've been set free. We've been declared not guilty through the blood of Christ, through the work of Christ. And that righteousness that He's given to us freely, that He has imputed to us and charged to our account, that'll never be abolished. We will have that throughout all eternity. What a change to go from the broad road to the narrow way, from darkness to light, from ungodliness to a desire to please God, to have mouths filled with cursing and bitterness, now filled with prayer and praise and song. Glory to God. That ought to encourage you. No matter how bad things may get, think about really how blessed you are. Even though our sins were a multitude, Jesus put them all away. We now hunger for the things of God and long for spiritual growth. Where we once drank out of the polluted streams of the world, now we have the high and holy privilege of drinking in the fellowship of the Almighty. You may have a really hard time tomorrow. Steal away. Go to the secret place of the Most High. Pour out your heart before a God who hears your prayers, who loves your soul. And God has even blessed us by physically taking care of all our temporal needs. Think about the way God's taking care of you. All the food you've consumed. I talk about food a lot because I love it. I'm glad God gave us an appetite. I'm glad He gives us good things to eat. God has provided for me all these years. He's provided for me. He's provided for my family. He's done the same for you. Don't discount that. He's provided food, family, and friends for us to richly enjoy during this uneven journey of life. If there was ever a cure for discouragement, it's to think upon what great things God's done for our souls. No matter what the circumstances we may find ourselves in, we ought to be able to say with the prophet Isaiah, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels." As hard as this is to fathom, God's made us beautiful in Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to finish this sermon next week. But I gave you enough to feed on tonight. If you'll just recognize, hope thou in God, He's the health of your countenance. And then think often about how He's changed your life and sustained you all these years. Let's all stand.